And Ginter tries to stay from the right block, and this one's good as well. It's now Aaron Ginter with 20 points. He has a 10-point lead for the Pirates, 61-51. Sweeney on the right wing, being guarded by Kraft, down top of the key to the left wing. Now down to the baseline on the left side. He is fouled on the floor, but he'll be going to the line for 1-1, as that's the eighth team foul against Harbor Beach. Same official.
And it looks like the fourth on Eli Kraft.
That could be critical for the Pirates. Their point guard, Eli Kraft, in with four fouls. At the line shooting 1-1 is Nick Sweeney, with all the points for Ubley in this fourth quarter, all 9 points. Eli Kraft sits down, Josh Schelke back in, Trenton Morrell sits down, Jeff Wright sits down, and Gabe Messing sits down. Out there for the Bearcats, we have Irving, Randall, Rumsick, Sweeney, and Kaboski. 5:15 left in the fourth. Second free throw is good. Excuse me, that's the first free throw. Here's the second one coming. Now all 10 points in the fourth from Ubley come from Sweeney.
That makes it a three-possession ball game.
At 9 points. Second free throw, this one's good. 11 points for Sweeney in this quarter. Gives him 28 on the game. Ubley coming with the full court press, and Aaron Ginter breaks it for the Pirates. Josh Schelke, top of the key, 5:10 left in the fourth. Nearly loses it. Puts up the jump shot from the right to the elbow. This one's no good. Rebound by Ubley. That's a poor shot on Harbor Beach's choice. Sweeney into the lane. Tries to go for the shot. Colin Cook is there. It almost was. I'm not quite sure what you would call that. He had the ball above his head. It could have been a carry. But instead, it was could have been a jump ball at the same time. And instead, Colin Cook is pushed down. Brian Brown, what's the call over there?
The call was a hold. They said he was holding the wrist of Sweeney going up, but it sure didn't look like it from down here.
As the first free throw from Nick Sweeney is up and good. Nick Sweeney with a stellar game tonight as he misses the second free throw. Colin Cook's second foul for Harbor Beach and ninth overall in the half. Ginter dribbling down to the half-court set at the top of the key is pushed by Sweeney. That's only his second foul, though.
He still has a couple more to give.
Sweeney has 12 points in this fourth quarter. All 12, in fact, probably. We have a timeout called by Ron Rubel. After a few substitutions, a 30-second timeout. We'll be back after this. It's 61-54. I reach on top by 7.
In life, there can be a lot of unknowns, and insurance shouldn't be one of them. Know what you have and know what you need. Because when this happens, or this, or even this, I want you to be able to do this. Let's protect you from those unknowns in life and let me help. That's right, yours truly, Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. Look me up at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Harbor Beach takes a 30-second timeout, gets the ball over to Aaron Ginter on the right wing, being guarded by Sweeney. Drives down to the baseline, kicks it over to Colin Cook. That one's no good. Rebound by Andrew Seaman out for three in the left wing, and this one's good. Andrew Seaman stops the surge from Nick Sweeney and the Bearcats with a three, and now it's back to a 10-point game. Brian Brown, what did you find out in the huddle there?
Aubrey's going to reach into their bag of playbooks, both offensively and defensively, to try and get a run going these last 4 minutes.
As a three from Nick Sweeney hits nothing but air. At the top of the key, rebounded by Josh Schelke for the Pirates with a 10-point lead, 64-54, 4:10 left in the fourth. Ginter, right wing, nearly in half court, though.
Now, this is way too soon to put the ball in the icebox. Harbor Beach is going to have to show attack.
And now Aaron Ginter back in the same exact spot after throwing around the whole perimeter. Over to Jonathan Kraft on the left block. Goes up for the layup. This one's no good. And rebound, Kaboski for Ubley. Morrell a little slow on getting back down to the court here. Sweeney now inside the lane. And slows things up at the right wing. Resets the half-court set. He now drives out on the baseline to the left side. Morrell's there to pick it up. Turnaround jump shot inside the lane. No good. Rebound. Aaron Ginther. And we have a reach and foul by Nick Sweeney. Reached all the way around Ginther. So now are in bonus for the Pirates. And we have nearly a double bonus for Hubley in the next shot. It's 9-7 fouls here, a 9 for Harbor Beach, 7 for Hubley. That's the third foul against Nick Sweeney.
Statistically, that's the, well, Nick Sweeney fouled the wrong person. Aaron Ginther is really hot from the foul line, and watch me jinx him.
He's 6 for 7 currently, and now 7 for 8. Gets a second free throw. First one's good. Pushes the lead to 11, 65-54, but John, it does not seem like an 11-point game.
Much closer. Well, especially when you have Nick Sweeney out there. I mean, he lives with a three-point shot, and he's been doing it the whole year. He's a senior. He's got 3 minutes, 25 seconds to go. He's going to give it his all.
Gabe Messing, top of the key, and Aaron Ginther nearly steals it. And instead, Gabe Messing's there to scoop it back up after the hustle play from the Pirates. Gabe Messing for the long 2 foot was on the line, no good. Rebound, Kirk Kabowski. Hubley playing with a lot of emotion here as Sweeney, Seaman, tries to pull it out of bounds against Morrell. In fact, he does against Morrell. And Harbor Beach will get the ball back. No, excuse me, Hubley will get the ball back.
That was a heads-up play by Andrew Seaman, but he wasn't rewarded for that great defensive play.
66-54, Hubley trails by 12 with 3:08 left in the fourth. And the inbound to Sweeney into Jeff Frank goes out of bounds, and Hubley will get the ball back.
And that's Revlon for you.
Sweeney claiming it was a kickball. None was called. Eli Kraft back in the game. He has 4 fouls, replacing Josh Shelkey. So Harbor Beach with the ball. Eli Kraft, Jonathan Kraft, Andrew Seaman, Colin Cook, and Aaron Ginther. As Eli Kraft single-handedly breaks the press, and he slows things up for the half-court set. 3 minutes to play in the fourth.
Don't forget, Eli Kraft has 4 fouls.
66-54. Eli Kraft playing with 4 fouls. Gabe Messing also out there with 4 fouls if he was. He's on the bench currently. Aaron Ginther dribbles into the extended free throw line. Back out to Eli Kraft in the left wing. Back to high post to Seaman for 2. No, in and out. Rebound by Kirk Kabowski, and he's hammered. So we walk 90 feet for 2 shots, double bonus for the Bearcats, as that's the 10th team foul.
I'm wondering if everyone was on the same page, because it looked like Coach Rubel wanted to go ahead and work some time off the clock.
The foul is against Callan Cook, number 4 for Harbor Beach. That's his third personal, 10th team, so at the line shooting 2 is Kirk Kabowski. And the first one's no good. Kabowski has 7 points, all coming in the first half, and none since. And Morrell sits down for a much shorter Irving. 2:37 left in the fourth, 66-54. Harbor Beach leads by 12. Kabowski trying to cut into them with a free throw here. Free throw's up, and this one's good. 8 points for Kabowski brings Hubley back within 11. Eli Kraft across the timeline. Slows the things back down to Aaron Ginther against Sweeney. Eli Kraft with the ball again. Probably trying to go with the double team over to Seaman, right wing, back to Kraft, top of the key. Over to left wing to Ginther. Skip pass to Eli Kraft. Jonathan Kraft in the corner, back to Eli. Dribbles into the lane. And it could have been a...
That was a good non-call.
Non-call if he went up for it, was tipped and brought it back down. And now Aaron Ginther with it at the right wing. Over to the left wing to Eli Kraft. Down to Jonathan Kraft. Back to Eli. Over to Aaron Ginther on the right wing. Minute 55 left in the fourth. 66-55. Harbor Beach by 11. And we have a foul finally called. A very long possession for the Pirates. Fouls against number 22, Damien Irving. Number his third. And Ubley's eighth. So it's a line shooting 1-1 is Eli Kraft, but first we have a full timeout called by Hubley. Minutes 50 left in the fourth, 66-55, Harbor Beach lead.
Less is more, or so the saying goes, but at Thumb Cellular, more is more. Experience the joy of more with Thumb Cellular's Winter Plus promo. It's one thing to get a great deal, but getting a great deal plus an added bonus is even better. Does a free smartphone sound too good to be true? It isn't. But how about a free smartphone plus $50 in Google Play credit? That's right, grab a Motorola Defy smartphone. It's free, and you get $50 in Google Play credit. Good for apps, music, movies, and more. Thumb Cellular is redefining what it means to get more.